And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Today is Veterans Day, a national holiday that since 1954 has been set aside as a time to honor American veterans of all wars. It's been observed longer than that, however, going back to 1938, when it was begun as Armistice Day to mark the end of the First World War on November 11, 1918. The group Veterans for Peace, and locally its Lake Superior Region chapter, is seeking to restore that name, contending the day was originally intended to celebrate the end of a war rather than those who engage in one, though still respecting their sacrifice. Here to discuss the effort is Phil Anderson of Brule and the Lake Superior Region Veterans for Peace. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Phil.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, would changing a name really make that much of a difference?
I think it most definitely would. The name changing is not significant so much in and of itself as it is the attitudes and the thinking that goes along with that. The original Armistice Day was a day to remember the awful horrors of World War I. And so, changing it to Veterans Day, which honors military service, which is a fine thing to do. We ought to honor our public servants that serve in the military. Changing that back to a day in which we're promoting and working for and thinking about peace would be an improvement over the numerous patriotic holidays that we use to kind of glorify war. We don't mean to glorify war when we do this, but the reality is we do. And that results in helping to promote the next war.
So how long have you had the campaign, and what are its chances of prevailing?
Well, we've been using this campaign for a number of years. It's also related to the fact that in many other countries, especially in the British Commonwealth countries, the holiday is still celebrated as a remembrance day of World War I and as a day to work for peace.
So what are your chances of getting the name restored here?
The chances are probably not very good at all. One of the things those of us in the peace movement have to put up with is the fact that we're voices crying in the wilderness to a large degree.
Have you had any interaction with other veterans groups domestically about it? And I would point out, by the way, I noticed on the VFW website, it gives a history of Veterans Day that actually says, realizing that peace was equally preserved by veterans of World War II and Korea, Congress decided to make the day an occasion to honor all those who have served America.
Right. My understanding is the Veterans of Foreign Wars does have a mission statement to promote peace. We have not had any contact with them about this specific issue. We would love to have a closer relationship with the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. We have in the past tried to reach out on issues that we thought we could have common ground and without much success.
Along the lines of name changes, President Trump in September issued an executive order restoring the use of the phrase Department of War for the Department of Defense. Although its language doesn't actually change the congressionally designated name, it says it authorizes the use of the Department of War as a, quote, secondary name, close quote.
Well, my comment on that would be that in some ways, President Trump is actually being more honest because our Department of Defense has not been about defense. It's been about offensive military actions, and actually the Department of War might be a better name for it based on how our Department of Defense has been used.
Tell us more about your group and the local chapter.
Well, Veterans for Peace has, I believe, about 145 chapters around the country. They actually have a couple of chapters overseas. Locally, our Lake Superior chapter, covering the Twin Ports area, has been around for many years. I got involved with it about 15 years ago. We advocate for restraining our government from engaging in wars as an instrument of national policy. And we also work with other organizations in the social justice area.
You described yourself as a peace activist earlier, but also a veteran. Tell us where you served, when?
I'm a 20-year veteran. I did 3 years of active duty in the mid-70s and later joined the Wisconsin National Guard, then transferred to the Naval Reserve. I have never been in combat. I have been deployed overseas 6 times during those 20 years, in Germany, back to Europe once, and to Panama 4 times.
Well, thank you for your service. Don't all names, like any labels, change over time, such as colored to African American? And then you have those that are preserved for historical purposes, like the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Yes, names do change over time. And in fact, other holidays have done the same thing. Memorial Day was originally Decoration Day from the Civil War. Memorial Day is to specifically honor the fallen soldiers. Veterans Day, then, is just to honor those who are serving and have served. Mother's Day was also originally a day of peace and has, of course, morphed into
an appropriate
day to remember mothers, where, yeah, it's a way to sell cards and flowers, and which is not a bad thing. I mean, we ought to be doing a lot more of that.
Or indeed, going back to the original Decoration Day, they actually, women, mostly put flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers.
Yes, and my understanding is in a lot of places they went and put flowers on both Confederate and Union graves. So that is a good activity in terms of remembering again the horrors of war.
We've been speaking with Phil Anderson of Brule and the Lake Superior Region Veterans for Peace. The group is pushing to revert the name of Veterans Day back to Armistice Day. Thank you for joining us, Phil.
Thank you.
And if you have something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.